From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
So regionally, where are we at in this business of confidence?
Here we go. So we had the regional economic scoreboard last week, which showed us that it was all good in the east of the North Island. That was the ASB Bank data series. Now, yesterday, Westpac have added to the tableau, the rich tapestry of regional economic results with their quarterly report on regional economic confidence. And of course, Mike, we can't help but look at these numbers in the light of those disappointing business and consumer confidence surveys we've been seeing recently. So what have we got here? Well, we've got mixed results, I think, would be the best way to describe it. 6 out of the 11 regions posted a deterioration in regional economic performance, but there was quite big geographical diversity there. Putting it quite simply, the south was good, the north was not so good, and Auckland, in terms of economic confidence levels, floundering, I think, would be the way to describe that. And overall, the pessimistic outweighed the optimistic. I mean, if we look back, you know, I said that ASB Bank Regional Economic Scoreboard, we had the Bay of Plenty, Gisborne, Hawke's Bay, they were all looking pretty good. So unsurprisingly, they posted good numbers. But the Bay of Plenty actually, Mike, did have quite a big drop over the last quarter. Here's the thing though, Mike, what are we going to do about Auckland? I mean, what are we going to do about Auckland? Auckland posted a negative number. So it's negative 14. That means a net 14% of people now expect economic conditions to deteriorate over the coming year. And it was down 6. It's the only region with a negative number. I mean, why are we so pessimistic in the city of Sales? What's going on?
So engine room of the economy too.
Is it Phil Goff? Is it the lacklustre housing market, slowing net migration, fuel tax, is it a combination? I don't know. We need to start a campaign, Mike. We need to start a campaign for Auckland to get its groove back. Hey?
There you go. There's your strap line for a start. The Callaghan Get Your Groove Back campaign. All right. Well, I'll think about that, get the experts on, and we'll report back tomorrow. Now, oil, where are we at? 81 plus?
Yeah, let's talk about oil. It's not a great combination for Kiwis at the moment, actually. I did a couple of numbers this morning. So you've got a weaker New Zealand dollar and a higher oil price. So have a quick think about these numbers, Mike. Currently, oil just sitting slightly below $82, New Zealand dollar 0.665. That translates to $123 a barrel. Now, if I go back to February, March, oil was at $65 a barrel, but the Kiwi dollar was at 0.72 against the US. That's $90. So we've gone from 90 to 123 on rough numbers. So there's the problem. Now, why is it? What's going on? I mean, it's the highest price we've seen since October 2014. There are a few factors behind there, but what I would add is that there's quite an increasingly number of analyst calls now talking about $100 a barrel, which is a bit alarming. What we've seen is OPEC and the OPEC partners, they've basically stopped short of pledging production increases, even though we've got these looming US sanctions on Iran, and that's going to remove the Iranian supply from the global supply-demand equation. Now, what would, though, a global economic situation be without some input from the US president here? Mike, he tweeted last week, the OPEC monopoly must get prices down. When all the OPEC guys got together over the weekend, I think they're in Algiers, the focus was really on how to allocate a previously agreed increase, and they didn't, as far as I can see, there was no agreement on a new boost. We've got US crude inventories predicted to fall as well. So, we are starting to see those analyst calls for $100. Bit of a negative for the global economy, really. Also, I see this morning, Mike, Trump has actually continued his criticism of OPEC at the UN.
Yes, it was Iran and OPEC, and a couple of laughs about him being the greatest president of all time is how that basically went, Andrew. Now, what are the numbers for this Wednesday morning?
Wednesday morning, we currently have the Dow Jones 26,514, down about 0.2%. S&P 500 relatively unchanged, 2,917, and the Nasdaq 8,000, up 7. FTSE 100, they gained 49 overnight, 0.7507. The Nikkei 23940 up 70, Shanghai Composite down 16, 2781. ASX 200 lost 1 point yesterday, closed at 6185. The NZX 50 up 8 points, 9345. On the currencies, on the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar 0.6644. US, 0.9174 Aussie, 0.5647 Euro, 0.5044 pounds, 75.03 yen. Gold trading at $1,200. And Brent crude, as I look at it now, $81.80.
You have a good one, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Callagher, JMA Wealth, here and the team at jmawealth.co.nz.